Part three is meta coaching. That is a 7-day training completely dedicated to developing yourself as a coach, your coach training skills, your business, and also introducing you to the very latest development in the field of neurosemantics, in the field of behavioral psychology, is actually the Matrix model, which has been developed by Dr. Michael Hall. This model brings together all the very best of NLP, all the very best of neurosemantics, and the best of coaching into one simple, effective, and very powerful model.
And herein lies the power, I imagine, of the three-step program.
That's right.
Okay, so the one and two are, if you like, the foundations.
The prerequisites.
And three is the rocket burner that takes it beyond anything else.
And so what it means, Paul, is that those who already have advanced NLP skills can come into the MetaCoach program and bring together all those advanced skills and package them within one framework, which allows them to apply them under the idea of coaching, under and enter the industry of coaching. For those who are new to NLP, who are already coaching, by going through step one and step two, they develop the basic NLP skills, and they can combine them all together with the metastating skills and package them under the umbrella of coaching.
So somebody who had already done an NLP practitioner program, for example, could go straight to meta-coaching, the seven-day program.
Absolutely. They are well primed. And someone who's done master practitioner training has already got those advanced NLP skills. So we highly recommend, if you've already done your master prac training, you are more than three quarters of the way there. This training will pull it all together for you.
Well, what else is in the program?
We've weaved all the way through the program, Paul, the benchmarking of the core essential coaching skills. In total, we've tracked over 24 coaching skills into the program. We focus primarily at this level on the seven core skills, which include supporting, listening, receiving feedback, giving feedback, precision questioning, and meta questioning. These are the seven essential core skills inside of coaching. And what we've done is we've rigorously benchmarked those so that each of you can benchmark yourself at the beginning of the training and then have a scale to be able to improve yourself upon.
All right, so I'm going to have a way in which I can self-assess the way that I'm going, so I can look back and go, geez, I've really got that.
You'll also be given feedback during the training to that criteria, so that you and your colleagues, as you go through the coach training, are very clear about the benchmarks to achieve. That is so powerful. The feedback that we've got from participants, the value of being able to self-assess and be assessed against a criteria, has been truly transformational. Some of our participants have taken that back into their organisation and completely revolutionised the way that they are doing business. We're talking about small businesses, medium-sized business, and some international organisations.
Right, so powerful impacts.
Incredibly powerful.
Anything else?
We've also introduced the Axis of Change model. The Axis of Change model allows you to track the stages of change and where you are at in the coaching dance.
Right.
It allows you to know precisely where your client is in the process of change and where you as a change agent need to be, so you're able to coach to the process of change.
What's the advantage of that?
It allows you to know when to change your dancing steps, because after all, coaching, Paul, is just like a dance. First of all, we need to awaken our client. Once we've awakened our client to their highest visions, we then need to be able to challenge them with the blinding reality of where you are just right now. From there, we need to be able to tease out the frames of mind of exactly the strategies and where the person is currently at. We then go to provoking for the moment where change is going to take place. And once we've got enough energy in the system to be able to create change, change happens simultaneously. It happens on its own. It's not about doing anything to anybody. Change just takes place. At that point, we go into the process of co-creating with the client their new game and what we call their inner game. At that point, we move into the final stages of that coaching dance, which is actualizing that change into the world and testing and validating and cheerleading that result.
So all the way along, there's not just a sort of a theoretical application of principles, but a practical demonstration of the results.
That's how the Matrix model and the Axis of Change model interfaces so elegantly, that with the Matrix model, we've got the theoretical foundations of human psychology. And with the axis of change, we have the behavioural steps and strategies for being able to create that change.
Powerful reasons for attending MetaCoaching.
Absolutely.